Yesterday, Bob and Eric battled hordes of giant ants. They fended off aggressive goat salesmen, and they braved 100-degree heat that felt like 98, thanks to the refreshing ocean breeze. And they did it all for your listening enjoyment and their humanitarian mission on behalf of World Vision. On May 9th, 102.5 KZOK will present our annual World Vision Radiothon, and we hope these updates from Africa, specifically the hunger-stricken Western African nation of Senegal, will move you to sponsor a child or two a week from Friday. Now, once again, along with Bob Rivers, here is Eric Corman in Senegal.
Namubio, which means how are you, hello, in the Serer language.
Namubio, back at you, sir.
Is Namubio like aloha? Is that hello and goodbye?
It is hello, and it's a way of asking how you are. It's sort of a catch-all phrase.
Oh.
Now, if you just wanted to talk to one person, you would say Nafio, which is a singular greeting, whereas Namubio is for greeting many people all at once.
Eric, how much of that native language do you know? Like, can you say any other cool words?
Well, if you want to say thank you, you say Jokanyao. And if you want to say, my name is Eric, for example, you say Eric Naem. So you would say, Casey Naem is, my name is Casey in Serer.
Eric, have you always had a quick ability to pick up languages very quickly? Because you seem like a freak about it.
I am a little bit of a freak about it, yes. And I think the reason is because growing up Jewish, I learned Hebrew when I was 5 years old. And I started learning a lot of it when I was 9 so that I could be bar mitzvahed at 13. If you can learn Hebrew, you can learn any language. So picking up French and Spanish and Serer, for that matter, really isn't all that hard after you got used to it, a different language, that is, at a young age.
Have Bob and Lisa picked up a little of the local tongue as well?
I'll let Bob answer that himself. Yes, hi, this is Bob. Sweating like a pig, that's the only phrase I know right now.
It transfers into any language. What has your day been like so far, and what is still on your plate for the rest of the afternoon?
You know, the only thing I can say is, wow. There's so much, it's impossible to put it into words or even a short broadcast. We have seen more in a day than I think I could imagine seeing in a lifetime of a different culture. And it's going to take me a while to process it all. The ride here was long, but not too bad. My knees were ready to give out by the time we got here. The first place we've been, Jakhau, and we've seen some classes for young women to help them grow up, to have some skills. And one of the things that World Vision does is they don't just train these women, they train them to train younger women. Their whole goal is transformation. Their whole goal is to try and change and teach people to be able to help themselves and grow themselves. And it's just so fascinating to watch. I can only get into a little bit of it now. I am humbled by the whole experience. I am extremely hot. And not in a good way. and I am blown away by Dr. Livingston over here, Mr. Corman. I think he'll be teaching Wolof to classes when he gets home, because the way he just embraces everybody and learns, it's just amazing to see.
I know it was a long travel day for you. I was wondering, number one, what are the roads like? And number two, is there a radio in the car? Do you get to listen to the radio as you travel like you do over here?
Well, Dakar and where we're at are so very different. They are totally night and day. One is a big city, and here we're looking at what I thought were very beautiful huts with grass roofs, which are, you know, grass because they would prefer to have cement, but they can't. The highway leading out of Dakar was newly reconstructed, so that was great. Traffic was a bit think of 405 on a really bad day and then multiply it times 10. And then in the village, all of the roads are almost looks like volcanic dirt, but it's not, a kind of an orange dirt. And as you get to the village, you pass the salt fields where they create little lagoons and harvest sea salt for a living. We also passed women picking cashews, and of course, everybody is has got little bags and hawking their wares on the streets.
Bob, how's Lisa holding up?
Lisa is wonderful. I'm the wuss here. She's doing great. Lisa, come over here. You've got to say hi. Her job and Eric's job is to watch out for me and make sure I don't wander around and do anything really dumb. Here's Lisa.
Good day.
Lisa, we want to find out how Bob's really doing.
Well, he's holding up. He is. He's got his hat on. It's very hot. His knees are now stretching. And he's tasting all of the local flavor.
I know last night you guys were in what's going to be the last thing that looks like a real hotel for quite a while. Was it too hot to sleep? Did you guys have a comfortable night? What was last night like for you?
Last night, as far as comfort, we were okay.
I want you to know that Betsy's doing good, Lisa, but you didn't tell me what an athlete that dog is. Man, if there's food to be had, your dog knows how to find it. It can open doors. I went downstairs yesterday. It's on top of the kitchen table like a cat. How does a 15-year-old dog know how to jump up onto a kitchen table?
Team in training, and it is a beagle.
She is amazing.
She doesn't have a nose for it.
Oh yeah, she can. She can. If it's there, she'll find it. But she's doing great.
Good, thank you, Joe. All right, here's Bob.
All right, guys. Well, whatever she said, it's probably she's putting a brave face on it for me, because this is not my kind of travel. I'll be honest with you. I'm a bit of a wuss. But at the same time, I am looking out at what I'm seeing. It's going to take me days to process it. It's on some levels incredibly beautiful. The basic people who have so little and say it all with a smile on other levels, it's all about education. It's all about helping them. And I'd like to give you back to Eric a little bit more, and he can sum up what the plans are for the rest of the day, Eric.
Well, what we're going to do is meet a group of children. There's a children's club that's sort of like your 4-H club that we're going to meet. They'll sing for us, and we'll get to see some of the activities that they get to be involved in, which basically keeps them from going into the cities. We want to keep the kids in the village where it's safe, because a problem here in Senegal is that children are lured into the cities to either work as house workers or occasionally that will morph into something a little more sinister, especially for the girls. That's why it was really nice to see the training program for young girls that we saw earlier today. They were learning how to be hairdressers. They were learning how to be seamstresses. So that way they would have a future in the village of Diakhao instead of having to go into Dakar and perhaps have something terrible happen to them. So we're going to get to meet more kids today, see more of the World Vision programs that are just amazing. But what's really cool about the whole attitude of Senegal here is that they have a word, which is taranga. It is the basically mission statement of people in Senegal. It means hospitality. And even though they have nothing, they will share whatever they have with you. And I am so moved by that and seeing their generosity that it just makes me want to help everybody that I see.
Eric, we know that it's a difficult trip for Bob and for you and Lisa. We know that this isn't a cruise ship that Bob, even then Bob needs help on a cruise ship. We appreciate all that you guys are doing and look forward to talking to you again next hour.
Absolutely, I can't wait. And if anyone wants to email us, we do have an email address set up for this very purpose. It's radiotarzan@gmail.com.
Thanks, guys. Be well, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Talk to you soon.
In Senegal, Bob Rivers has discovered a remarkable new weight loss technique. Just be there, and the pounds will sweat right off. The high temperature today in Kaolack, Senegal, 115 degrees. Bob and Eric are on a humanitarian mission to the impoverished Western African nation of Senegal, observing the world of World Vision and telling us about it via satellite uplink in hopes you'll be moved to sponsor a child during the KZOK World Vision Radiothon on May 9th. With Eric Corman, once again, Bob Rivers in Senegal.
Good morning, everybody. Well, this is the hottest I have ever existed in on the face of the planet Earth. We are, Eric just looked at the thermometer, and even though it's a brand new digital readout thermometer that's supposed to be correct, it says 125.5 degrees, and I believe at least 124.5 of that.
Man.
It is hot. It is It is unbelievably hot. And when we went to have lunch just a few moments ago in the shade, it was 102.9, and we know that wasn't influenced by the sun. So unfortunately for us, the only place this satellite uplink will work is, you guessed it,
right in the sun.
The heat of the sun, because we have to see the sky.
What was on the menu for lunch, Bob?
What was on the menu was something I recognized, which I was very happy about, and it was very well prepared by a local restaurant. It was a chicken dish with pommes frites, which, as you know, is a very delicate French delicacy that some of you may know as freedom fries, and a lovely salad. The chicken was seasoned with a I think a white pepper seasoning. Eric could probably tell you exactly what it was, but it was delicious. And you know, when we visit the World Vision ADPs, we know that they're feeding us the absolute best food that they have, and that the portions and what they're giving us are way more than they have even for themselves. So we're very grateful for that. I do want to also mention that earlier, while we went to the girls' school, where Eric had mentioned they were training young girls to teach other young girls various crafts, including sewing, hairdressing, and things like that, the girls kind of surrounded Lisa and offered to do her hair. So I think we're going to see a braided Lisa when we come back. I think she's going to be hip-hopping her way back to Seattle. It's going to be very interesting. And she is going to take them up on that, by the way. Also, a bunch of listeners did write to us at the email address we gave out. We want to say it meant a lot to us in the evening to see some of your emails and some of the nice things you say. We don't have time to respond to them all during this trip, but we'll try. Cindy Skinner from Gig Harbor wrote and said, "Watch out for the bugs. It's a wonderful thing you're doing, and the description of the people brings tears to my eyes." She is also going to travel to Kenya sometime soon, so she was getting a preview of Africa from our broadcast. And also a guy named Bob Taylor in Bothell said that he really appreciated KZOK actually stepping up and doing something that few broadcasters would do, and few radio stations, and that's a tribute to our management too for allowing us to do this. So that was all kind of good stuff. And we appreciate those letters. Send them in to the silly email address that we created, radiotarzan@gmail.com.
So, Bob, now that you're there and you're in the heat, besides air conditioning, what do you wish you would have brought that you didn't?
Ice. I'm sorry, I do have a one-track mind. You know, interesting that you would ask what we wish we would brought. If this trip is going to change my entire life, and that's one of the reasons I brought Lisa with me. It's because we're going to change. We might as well change together. Right now, I know it'll change as soon as I get home, but right now, I don't think I could want for anything in the world, having seen people here and seen the happiness you can have with so little. I looked in my bag, and I blogged about some of this, and I looked at all of the things I thought were so necessary to bring before we left. Oh, I have to have Q-tips. Oh, I have to have my foot care kit. I absolutely should bring some Tums in case I get some bad. And I realized that all of these things I have are like pretty much completely unnecessary. They're all just little cushions that we have in our lives. And so the truth is, I think if I ever do come back, first I'm going to look for the place a little cooler, but if I ever do, I think that I would try to pack about one-third of what we have and really redefine what necessities are.
Bob, you're putting a lot of our complaints into perspective here. One of ours we hear so often is the price of gas in the United States barreling, so to speak, toward $4. What are they looking at there in Senegal for gas?
Well, the price of gas in Senegal is, stand by, it is a very reasonable, not $7 a gallon.
Oh,
so that means your prediction has come true about $7 a gallon gasoline.
It has, Spike.
I believe we limited that to this continent, and I'm pretty sure we can look at the tape on that. Are you staying hydrated? Are you drinking enough water, and are you keeping the bandana around your neck wet?
It's interesting you should ask about that, because Eric and Steve Quant are both pouring water into me, insisting that I drink, and that when I think I've had enough, I drink a lot more. Apparently, dehydration can really creep up on you here. And I've got to say, I'm standing out in, what does the thermometer say, 122 degrees, and I don't feel the heat. It's a silly saying. It's a dry heat. Maybe it's just the astounding sights and people and just all sorts of new things we're taking in. I don't care right now. I mean, later when I'm trying to sleep, ask me then. But it is crazy. I am having the time of my life, and I don't want to hog. I don't want to be Mike Happy and hog all of the microphone, because I know that Eric, he's way better than I am at giving you the important messages and the things you need to know, so you can help us at our Radiothon next week. So if I can pass it over to Mr. Terrific over here, Eric Carmen, we'll get an update from him. Here's Eric. Greetings.
Hi, Eric. Listen, I know that Bob and Lisa spent so much time before you traveled about what they would bring to all the children they were going to meet on this trip. What was it like to watch Lisa and Bob interact with these children?
Well, in all honesty, we haven't seen that yet. Bob and Lisa are going to meet their sponsored children, Kodu, which is a 4-year-old girl, and Falu, the 6.5-year-old boy. They're going to meet them tomorrow morning, and that will be the real test. I can't wait to see it. I'll have video, and I'll do my best to bring you there so that you can experience it as well. They are so excited, because what's neat about sponsored children, especially here in Senegal, is that they think of their sponsors as godparents. In fact, there's even a word in French, which is parent for the godfather, or marraine, which is the godmother, and that's exactly how the sponsored kids here think of their sponsors, as if they really are relatives to be there when they need them the most. So it'll be fun to see Bob and Lisa literally taking on two new members of their family.
You guys are helping bring an awareness of Senegal to us and to anybody that's listening. How aware are the people over there of America? Do they follow the news of America? Do they know who's running for president? Do they care?
It's funny you mention that. We have a communicator. His name is... is Mamadou Diouf, which is a great name. It sounds like the name of a band of some kind. But Mamadou is very educated. He speaks French, he speaks Spanish, he speaks English, he speaks the local language Serer, which is actually his ethnicity, and he speaks Wolof as well. And he pays attention to the outside world. In fact, he knew exactly who Barack Obama was, he knew exactly who Hillary Clinton was, and he knows that George Bush's days are numbered. He hasn't really said who he favors to win, but he actually likes George Bush because of all the work that the Bush administration has done here in Africa. So the educated people in Senegal are very aware of the U.S., but it's interesting to see how the situation in Senegal is from our perspective, because we were reading about the food riots in Dakar, the capital, and it turns out that the food budget of the average Senegalese person makes up 60% of what they spend their money on. It's truly amazing that, especially where we are now in the village of Diakau, just about every family there lives on less than $2 a day. And prices have risen 30% in a single year, and the price of grain, the price of rice, has gone up 56% over last year. So it's really amazing to see how far an organization like World Vision can help these families. And the sad thing is that the government of Senegal doesn't acknowledge the problem, because it's turned into a pride issue. They don't want to lose face in front of the world community. So they're not really doing anything to help the people. And that's why it's absolutely imperative that we can help these kids and their families by sponsoring them next week.
When you return, you're going to find a $600 rebate check from Uncle Sam, Eric. They're sending them out early this week. A lot of people will be getting these. How much good would $600 do to the average Senegalese person if he got a check in the mailbox today?
$600 is more than the annual income of a family in Senegal. So $600 from Uncle Sam would literally take care of a family for a year and take care of them very nicely. It would handle all their food, it would handle their housing, and it's hard to imagine that we're thinking about spending it on microwave ovens and Xboxes, whereas we're talking about some very basic needs that can be met by that same amount of money.
Eric, I know you guys are taking a lot of pictures while you're there to capture these memories. for Bob and Lisa. So I know so much is happening so quickly to them. Could you get a picture of Lisa's braided hair and maybe send that back to us? We'd sure love to see that.
I will absolutely get a picture of Lisa's braided hair. She will be getting the operation done tomorrow after she meets her sponsored children, Kodu and Falu. So maybe I'll even be able to get a picture, perhaps, with her and the children with the braids. But at the very least, I will definitely document the braiding process. She will look like quite the international traveler.
Well, you guys be safe. We'll check back with you every hour all week long and get an update on your travels.
Wonderful. And if you want to email us, just send it to radiotarzan@gmail.com.